Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Ituran third quarter 2015 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please call GK Investor Relations at 1-646-201-9246. I will now hand the call over to Mr. Kenny Green of GK Investor Relations. Mr. Green, would you like to begin?
Thank you, operator. Good day to all of you, and welcome to Ituran's conference call to discuss the third quarter 2015 results. I would like to thank Ituran's management for hosting this call. With me today on the line are Mr. Eyal Sheratzky, CEO, Mr. Eli Kamer, CFO, and Mr. Uzi Mizrahi, VP Finance. Eyal will begin with a summary of the quarter's results, followed by Eli with a summary of the financials. We will then open the call for the question and answer session. I'd like to remind everyone that the safe harbor statement in today's press release also covers the contents of this conference call. Now, Eyal, would you like to begin, please?
Thank you, Kenny. I'd like to welcome all of you and thank you for joining us today. We are pleased with the results of the third quarter, particularly the strong and record growth in our subscriber base in both the past two quarters. Our subscriber base grew by a record of 36,000 in the third quarter after growth of 34,000 last quarter. So far in 2015, we have added almost 100,000 subscribers, an 80% increase in net subscriber adds compared with the same nine-month period of last year. This growth was due to the extensive work we have done over the past few years to bring new products to market, which expanded our addressable markets by targeting the lower end in Brazil, the uninsured segment of the market. We are seeing tremendous traction in both Brazil and Israel for our new products and services, and you can see this in increased subscriber growth rates. I want to stress that while every new subscriber add bring us additional revenue, we have an existing operating infrastructure is in place to support them, which normally doesn't need to be extended. However, in 2015, our growth in subscribers has been at close to double the rate we have historically. We have had to therefore increase some costs to support this accelerated growth. Going forward, as our subscriber base continues to grow from this point, we can bring much of the new revenue growth down to the bottom line. Our subscriber growth is the prime indicator which demonstrates that our core business continue to grow very soundly and remains as strong and as healthy as ever. While subscriber adds demonstrate that the fundamentals underpinning our business are exceptionally strong, the strengthening of the U.S. dollar versus the local currencies in which we sell in particular the Brazilian real, makes it hard to show that growth in U.S. dollars terms. In local currency terms, which discounts the effect of the weakening of the various local currencies we operate in versus the dollar, our growth was apparent. We would have grown revenues overall by 17%, while subscription revenues grew in local currencies by 18%. Our operating income would have shown 7% growth over last year. We're generating operating cash flow in the quarter of $8.8 million, ending the quarter with $31.5 million in cash and equivalents. We continue to share the fruits of our success with our shareholders, and during the third quarter, we declared a dividend of $3.1 million, representing over 50% of our net profit in the quarter. I'd now like to provide you with a brief update with regard to our performance in our two main regions, Brazil and Israel. Brazil continues to grow nicely, and we see no impact from the weak economic environment on our success there. As you may have seen, on September 30, our subsidiary in Brazil formed a joint venture called Ituran Road Truck, 50% owned by us, IRT. IRT signed a four-year agreement with one of the major and global auto car makers in Brazil to provide their customers with telematics services on various new car models they sell for the first year. Their services can include vehicle security, personal safety, remote diagnostic, web and app application, and concierge. While we do expect some minimal investment and expense requirements during the first year, in 2017, we expect the joint venture to become profitable and become increasingly accretive to Ituran. This agreement very much strengthens our position in Brazil as we evolve into a player in the automotive industry after 2 decades of operating in the aftermarket segment only. It will bring us hundreds of thousands of additional subscribers, positioning us as a clear market leader in Brazil. We also believe this agreement also opens up many future opportunities for us in Latin America. We see our business as still at an early stage in the Brazilian market with low penetration, with much potential to grow and continue our success. In Israel, as the major player, our business continues to grow in line with new car sales, which remain at high levels. At the same time, we continue to penetrate the lower segments of the market through our Ituran Safe service, which is enabling us to grow. Overall, we remain pleased with the strength and stability of the Israeli business, and it is also supporting the overall growth in net subscribers. In summary, from a business perspective, 2015 so far has been one of the most successful periods in our history, adding a record number of subscribers in a short period. Because of currency factors, which are beyond our control, in US dollars this is not fully apparent. But over the long term, we expect the positive trend in our business will eventually become very apparent in our financials. We remain very well positioned to benefit in the coming quarters from our strong growth in subscribers, and we are working hard to continue our success throughout 2015 and beyond. I will now hand the call over to Eli for the financial review. Eli?
Thanks, Eyal. Revenues for the third quarter of 2015 were $43.8 million, a decrease of 6% when compared to revenues of $46.5 million in the third quarter of 2014. When excluding the currency impact of the strengthening US dollar, our year-over-year growth in revenue would have been 17%. Revenue breakdown for the quarter was $31.5 million, coming from subscription fees, a 9% year-on-year decrease. In local currencies, revenues from services increased by 18% over the third quarter of last year. Product revenues increased by 2% compared with the same period last year. In local currency terms, product revenues grew by 14% compared with product revenues reported in the third quarter in 2014. The geographic breakdown of revenues in the third quarter was as follows. Israel 53%, Brazil 32%, Argentina 10%, and United States 5%. Gross margin in the quarter was 50.2% compared with a gross margin of 53.5% in the third quarter of last year. The decrease in the gross margin was mainly due to the weakening of Brazilian real and the Israeli shekel versus the US dollar. In addition, cost of services revenue increased due to the fast growth in subscribers in the past few quarters. Operating profit for the third quarter of 2015 was $9.8 million, a decrease of 19% compared with an operating profit of $12.1 million in the third quarter of 2014. Excluding the impact of the change in exchange rate over the period, the operating profit would have increased 7% over the third quarter of last year. EBITDA for the quarter was $12.5 million or 28.6% of revenue, a decrease of 16% compared to an EBITDA of $15 million or 32.2% of revenues in the third quarter of 2014. Excluding the impact of the change in exchange rate over the period, the EBITDA would have increased by 11% over the third quarter of last year. Net profit was $6.2 million in the quarter, or fully diluted EPS of $0.29. This is compared with a net profit of $8.7 million, or fully diluted EPS of $0.41 in the third quarter of 2014. Cash flow from operation during the quarter was $8.8 million. As of September 30, 2015, the company had net cash, including marketable securities, of $31.5 million, or $1.50 per share. This is compared with $33.5 million, or $1.59 per share at June 30, 2015. For the third quarter, a dividend of $3.1 million was declared, representing 50% of net income. The dividend's record date is December 23, 2015, and the dividend will be paid on January 6, 2016, net of taxes and levies at the rate of 25%. With that, I'd like to open the call for the question and answer session. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from Matthew Handorf of Harbor Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my questions, and congrats on the continued success with the sub adds. I had two questions. First, can we just start off on the Ituran Road Track JV? Maybe help me understand when, you know, we should start seeing sub adds here, how to think about the economics. Anything around that would be helpful. Thanks.
Okay. Regarding the joint venture that we report, and then you asked the question. So, actually, based on the contract with this automotive company, of course, the whole project is depends on how many cars they will sell. The current situation, no doubt that there are less numbers of cars being sold in Brazil, and of course, it will represent lower potentially if the current situation will stay the next 5 years, which I believe there will be some changes, but nobody know. So the numbers will be lower than historically the numbers of car being sold in Brazil. But since the project based on one customer, so we have actually we secure the payments, we secure the revenues, and since the business depend on how many subscribers we will get, so we can be flexible with the cost. Means if the project will provide 1 million cars, or if it will provide 2 million cars, we will not have the same cost, and our business plan is different. So most likely, or even, we have a strong confidence that this JV will be profitable. We expect that it will be very profitable, but of course, it depend on the size of the Brazilian car markets. This is regard the correlation between the economy and this, let's say, this deal. By the way, although the contract is for, it's limited, with a limited period, historically, and also, based on our understanding, once this project and this next year will show and the our customer, it mean the car manufacturer, will be satisfied with the services, there is almost no doubt that it will have a continuation in the future after the first period of the contract, because it will be part of his brand, it will be part of the services that are attached to every car that it sells. So I would say that still it's for us is a kind of a game changer in terms of the segment that we are operating in.
Got it, that's helpful. And just so I understand, the in the current quarter, Q4, will your services be included in the cars that are being manufactured and sold, or is this a 2016 when we should start seeing this?
Okay, first of all, it should be clear, and we also reported, we are not consolidating the results of this JV. We are also reported as at the bottom line as an equity portion. So if we are looking on the bottom line, how it will appear, so is it follow? First of all, we already sold, and we sold more than thousands, and we are in a rhythm of 10,000 currently. We already started the project, but at the total number of units or total numbers of customers we currently have, and that we will expect based on the contract that we will have during 2016, still our cost and our investments in order to deploy all the infrastructure that we need, including the human resources, including the space of the offices, including servers, etc., should be deployed on day one, which already behind us. But the, so at the beginning, the cost until the end of 2016, maybe beginning of 2017, we will still not cover it. It means that it will the influence on our P&L with lowering our net profits. But from the moment that we will have a break-even, which will be around the end of 2016, beginning 2017, every new subscriber will help us to increase our net profits. This is the reason. In terms of subscribers, if we would consolidate it, you would see currently additional tens of thousands of subscribers, and also in 2016, additional hundreds of thousands of subscribers. But since we are not consolidated it, under the accounting policy, we are not publishing the subscribers numbers, the operating profits and the revenues. The numbers, by the way, that you, and if I try also to get more details about the subscribers that we are really report, the numbers that we report, the 36,000, are not including even single customer of this project. Okay? This is only customers, the net customers that we add in the quarter, according to our historical and bread and butter business, I would say, which is the consumer and the insurance segment that we're doing already in Israel, in Brazil, more than 15 years. Okay?
That's helpful. And is there a number of subscribers that you need in this JV to break even, or kind of what's that estimated number where you go from, where you become profitable?
Actually, it's a, I would say like this. No doubt that it depends on subscribers, and we have some range of numbers, but there is also no doubt that we will get there because we have a commitment from the car manufacturer based on a timeline to get this point. Since we are not publishing it, I will not mention it currently. The question is whether it will be in a 8 months, a year from now, or whether it will be 16 to 2 years from now. This is, of course, depend on the rhythm of this car manufacturer sells in Brazil. When we talk about 2017 as the yearly numbers of profits, we are considering the current rhythm, which, by the way, it's a very the current rhythm is the worst in the last decade in Brazil. We never know where the bottom is, but to be a little bit more, I would say, fair, and we have some analyze, and we read some analysis on the market, this rhythm can stay, but it's probably the bottom line. We are talking about numbers that Brazil didn't face 10 years. And we see it, by the way, 3-4 months, very stable. So with these numbers, we will be profitable in 2017 in the project. If it will be go down, it will go further. If it will be higher, so we can make profits during 2016.
Okay, appreciate the color there. And then just one last question for me on the gross margin. Obviously, FX is partially bringing that down, and you noted that. You said that some of the faster growth of subs in the recent quarter has also pulled it down a bit. Just trying, can you give more detail on that? Is it just because some of these customers are in the lower end of the segment? Are there some expenses that are, you know, kind of more, you just need the leverage going forward? Just trying to understand how I should think about gross margins going forward. Thank you.
Okay. Since our operating model is an operating leverage model, meaning we actually use the same cost, which is mainly operators and space and point of services, usually we are growing our gross profits and our profitability rate is growing. But since, as you can see, in the last 9 months, since the beginning of 2015, we've been faced a very, very, I would say, dramatical new growth of subscribers, we had to take the company to the next level of growth. So we added all the infrastructure, meaning, again, operators, offices, service servers, communication lines, etc., to be ready to handle this very material growth. So it was influenced this year, of course, because we had it on day one, let's say, or the first quarter of 2015, and now we can handle it without additional cost. Meaning, what we expect is with this continue of rhythm of subscribers growth, we will show growth of our gross margins again. We had to make this elevation of our cost for being ready to the next stage. Now we feel that we are ready. We have more confidence that we can grow numbers, as you can see, very close to 150,000 or 130,000 net subscribers a year. Don't forget that this is something that in the last 3 years we did altogether. So this is the reason that it's influenced in 2015 on our gross margin. We had to add resources. But now, based on our operating model, we believe that we will grow it. One more thing that we cannot ignore is the currency exchange rate. Again, when the currency exchange rate, and you have gross profits, and you have profits across the board in your P&L, once the exchange rate is against us, and dramatically when you look here backward, of course it's also influenced on our total growth and operating profit, which by definition having some changes also in percentage.
Great. Congrats on the strong performance, and thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Sheratzky to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available tomorrow on Ituran's website, www.ituran.co.il. Mr. Sheratzky, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes. On behalf of the management of Ituran, I would like to thank you for continued interest and long-term support of our business. Have a good day.
Thank you. This concludes the Ituran third quarter 2015 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.